Good evening, my friends. I hope you've had a lovely weekend. Hasn't it been wonderful to see some sunshine after those wild and windy days? Shall we take a moment to still ourselves, to be thankful for the blessings of this day, and to hold before the eternal God the week ahead? And so, my brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. The angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide to lead us to peace and to glory. It is but lost labour that we haste to rise up early and so late take rest and eat the bread of anxiety. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Etaphano, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, our companion, our guide along the way. Taku fetu marama itepo, our bright evening star. We repent of the wrongs we have done this day. For the times we have wounded your love, O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. For the times we have forgotten that we are your home, Spirit of God, dwell in us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. Our reading this evening is from the book of Isaiah, and I've taken sections from chapter 44 and chapter 45. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb. I am the God who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spreads abroad the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of the babblers and drives diviners mad, who turns wise men backwards and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers. Who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judah you shall be built, and I will raise up her waste places, who says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me. I will gird you, though you may not have known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Well, that took some reading. There was one incredibly long sentence in there, but oh, what a reading. What did you feel as you listened? For me, this passage speaks to the sheer vastness and power of our God. I form the light and create the darkness. I make peace and create calamity. It made me think about how often we try to cut God down to size. How we try to, soften him, to make him nice. But our Heavenly Father is not some liberal, indulgent Father who turns a blind eye to our weaknesses. He is a God who can create light and darkness from a word and stretch out the foundations of the world. He is a God who can raise armies from dried bones and part the sea. He is a God of justice as well as mercy. He is a God who died a hard and bloody death for us. And who said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. This is the God who goes before us and makes the crooked places straight. And so as we go out into the world this week, let us be reminded of who goes before us. That we belong to a God who has created the universe and yet calls us by name. A God of power and might and mercy. And so let us pray. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Holy Father, we are in awe of your mighty power. We know that nothing in our understanding or our imagination can be big enough to grasp your greatness. Fill us with your love of justice and your great mercy. Thank you that you have called us by name. As we head into a new week, may we know that we live our days in the shadow of the Most High. Amen. And so, recognizing the power of God to provision us for all we need, we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. Let us bless the earth maker, the pain bearer, the light giver. Let us praise and exalt God above all forever. May God's name be praised beyond the furthest star, glorified and exalted above all forever. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your love, all evil redeemed by your great power. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray. Amen. All blessings, my friends. Go well this week. Ka kite anō. I look forward to gathering with you again tomorrow night.